A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised a voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, "10 were cleansed. Were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up, go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Growing up as a little child in my culture, one of the things that your parents will teach you is to learn how to say thank you. Because they keep reminding us, when you thank someone who gives you something, you are opening the door to receiving more. In other words, appreciation is one of the things that should be in our DNA, to appreciate at all times. You know, as Christians, as Catholics, most of us do not remember to thank God for blessings we have received. But we can always remember to ask for more. In this gospel today, Jesus reminds us the importance of appreciation. Look at these 10 men. When they saw Jesus passing by, they were shouting, "Oh, Master, have pity on us. Oh, Master, have pity on us." And Jesus told them, "Go show yourself to the priest." They left. On their way, they were healed. The other 9, they left. They went partying. And they forgot that it is very important to return back to say, "Oh, thank you for healing me." And that was why Jesus said, "Oh, 10 were healed. Where are the other 9? Only this foreigner that returned back to say thank you." And he told the man, "Go, your faith has healed you." We have to learn how to thank God. There are so many things that we have to thank him for. So many things. That we are alive is a gift. That we can wake up and we get up, take our shower, we walk, enter into our car, and drive out. It is a gift. There are people who have the money, but they cannot walk. There are people who have the money to buy food, but they cannot eat. So every moment is a thanksgiving. We have to always thank God. for all we have, for his goodness, for his mercy, for his love, for his protection, for his guidance. That is the central message of today. And we have to think back. It is not only, oh God, I want this, God, help me to do this, God, give me this, God, give me this. Have we thanked him for what he has done for us? Very important. You know, when we pray, there are things we have to consider. And if we do not make sure to cover those aspects, then the prayer is not complete. When we want to pray, first, we have to ask for mercy. Second, we have to thank him for what he has done for us. Third, we have to praise him and give him honor. Fourth, we now make requests from him. So if we only make request without thanking him, it's not complete. So we have to make sure we cover these four areas each time we kneel down to pray. Very important. So my dear friends in Christ, let us keep this in our mind going forward. Let us always appreciate God for what he has done for us. And the more we thank him, the more he blesses us. That was how we were raised. When we thank someone who has given us something, when that person remembers that we were appreciative, he would like to give more. But when we do not, we now become ingrates. I remember one of our teachers in the seminary, he will always tell us that ingratitude is the worst sin. Ingratitude is the worst sin. So, my dear friends, let us pray and ask God to give us the grace to always appreciate God's blessings, God's goodness, God's protection, God's love, God's forgiveness, and so many other blessings. Amen.